The Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus is celebrating their 70th year in our community. The chorus's founder was Eduardo Caso, a singer and teacher whose dream was to start a boys chorus that was based in the European tradition while being uniquely American in sound and repertoire. Since 1980, the director of the chorus has been Dr. Julian Ackerley, and he told me how Eduardo Caso's vision has become reality.
I think the representation of the community of Tucson nationally and internationally as the Singing Goodwill Ambassadors was a long-term vision of Mr. Caso, but it wasn't reality for him when he started in 1939 giving individual voice lessons to one boy, Jimmy Furstorf, who was the initial chorister in the program. The international reputation took a decade or so to establish, and those early struggling years were only held together by his passion and his vision. And now, 70 years later, I think that he would be very proud of his singing boys.
On your website, I saw examples of the rope tricks.
Yes.
How did that become a part of the curriculum, and how do the boys practice and learn that now?
Well, again, this is a vision of our founder, Eduardo Caso, who is a master of marketing. Back in the late 1940s, when the boys were going off to summer camp, there happened to be a ranch hand who was doing some of the fancy trick rodeo roping while the boys were at summer camp. And it was during the time of when Will Rogers and Monty Montana and some of these people who had been doing roping as an entertainment form were popular. And Mr. Caso saw this and he said, "Hey, boys, pick up one of those ropes and let's see what we can do." And he incorporated that into the program back in the late 1940s. Well, now that has been a tradition with us all along. And it is an incredible folk art because it is passed down from generation to generation to generation. I'm not a particularly good roper myself, but the boys who are good ropers teach other boys. And we have everybody not only practice their skill of singing, but also at the sport of rodeo roping. All boys have their own ropes, and they all try. And out of that comes the competitiveness, and then we select our roping team. But it really is quite a unique brand, if you will, of the Tucson Boys Chorus.
Well, tell us what ages of boys participate in the chorus, and what advice you might have for parents or for youngsters who might be hearing this who think that they have what it takes.
We are recruiting boys between the ages of 8 and 11 to think about being members of our program. We have actually four different choirs. Our youngest group, it's our training chorus, 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds. And then they progress to our intermediate group, which is known as the Town Singers. It's kind of our junior varsity team. And then the top boys are selected to be in the touring chorus, which is the choir that not only performs here locally, but travels nationally and or internationally, depending on the year. We're very excited about our tour this year. We're in July, we'll be going to Japan, Korea, and Hawaii. And then the fourth level is actually members who have been in the touring chorus who have progressed into what we call our young men's ensemble, which are tenors and basses, basically 15 to 21 years of age. So once they graduate from our treble program, they can continue in our young men's ensemble.
I also spoke with two boys who are part of the chorus today, Christopher Eubanks, who's 14 years old, and Grant Alter, age 11. Both of them are looking forward to the upcoming tour to Hawaii, Japan, and South Korea. I asked Chris about the things he likes best about being a part of the chorus.
Well, I like that we get to sing a whole bunch of different songs, ranging from classical to holiday music to, like, popular songs today like Thrower and stuff like that. And then also the movements that we get to do, because most choirs, they don't really get to do any movements. Like, they just kind of stand, maybe sway a couple times. But we have a whole bunch of choreography.
And do you do any roping?
I do. I'm currently number two on the roping team.
Do you guys think that the popularity of things like American Idol and High School Musical and things like that have made it a little bit cooler to be in the chorus now than it might have been a few years ago?
I think a little bit. Like, at school, sometimes people say it's really weird for a guy to sing, but it's like a distinctive quality to a boy's voice that makes it completely different. And the funny thing is they think it's not cool for guys to sing, but their favorite band, their lead singer is a guy.
Who either probably had this kind of training or wishes he had this kind of training. Yeah,
most younger kids, their favorite actors are mostly in kid movies and High School Musical like that. And there's a bunch of boy singers in that, and maybe that would draw them a little closer to thinking boy singing is pretty cool.
How do you feel about this upcoming tour? What are you looking forward to, or what are you maybe a little afraid of?
I'm looking forward to learning about the cultures of different countries and how it's like living in different places other than Arizona, and it's going to be a really fun experience.
I think it'll be a great experience for cultural diversity, being able to be in someone's home that lives there, having the different types of foods that they usually have that might be different. One of my things is to, if you haven't tried it ever before and it's on the table, at least try it before you like say you don't like it, because you never know.
How do you feel being on stage in front of groups of people? Has that become natural for you?
It's become pretty natural. Like when I was in the training course, my first year, and being in the concert, it was like really strange just having all like those thousands of people just staring at you. It felt like they're all staring at you at the same time, and you always thought you were gonna do something wrong, but you really weren't. And it has gotten a lot better over the years. I still have a little bit, like if I have a solo or something, but otherwise it's definitely not as much as it used to be.
And what about you, Grant?
My first concert in the training chorus, I remember being very scared, but when I stepped onto stage, I realized that there's really nothing to be afraid of, because the people aren't going to think different of you if you mess up, because they're just going to be so proud that you even had the guts to step on stage.
The now 70-year-old Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus embarks on their Asian tour next week. We have a link for more information about the chorus on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.